Hey y'all, it is your girl, Stovetop Kisses, also known as Danny Rose, and I'm here with my lovely, incomparable host. What's your name?
Stevie Wakes.
Stevie Wakes, and this is Grown Folks Business, our new podcast. I know it's a little something new or whatever. Y'all like, what is Danny out there doing? She doing podcasts now? She doing this, baby? I will be out here being an elephant keeper, honey, if that's what I want to do, okay? Because I'm trying to be creative out here. But no, I started this podcast along with Stevie, and we're here in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Getting sopped up.
Period.
Okay. And so this is our little setup now. So guys, you know, from following on Instagram and all that stuff, if you haven't followed our Grown Folks Business podcast page, do that. This is Grown Folks Business, okay, on the Instagram. So go on over there and follow it, okay, so you won't be missing out on when we be uploading and all that stuff or whatever. But yes, so it's like our intro episode. Yeah. Of what Grown Folks Business is, why we started, who we are, and like why we doing what we doing. That wasn't good. We're drinking wine because we grown. Okay.
Yeah, black of the berry, sweet of the juice.
I'm going to have some Arbor Mist next time.
Okay. I ain't heard that noise in a minute. Arbor Mist? Wow.
Now you know.
Yeah, it's taking it back though, just for me.
Stevie don't be out here trying to act like he don't bad how drinking in the streets and stuff.
I do not drink like that. Make it clear.
You drink a little bit, You are good. Like, you a good time when you drink, though. You a good time. I be like, who is this?
I'm regular.
Nah. When you drink, you like, I be like, who is this Negro right here?
She say that's Anthony. I likes it. So my middle name for our audience, our listeners, my name is Stevie Anthony Wakes Jr. And when I turn into the person that Danny is referring to, it's because she's saying or whatever, that's Anthony.
That's Anthony.
That comes out.
We have all type of personalities.
Yeah.
I know I got about four. I got a lot of them, honey. I got Danny. I got my government name. I got... Stovetop Kisses. I got Mother Rose.
TV Mother said. Rose.
Mother Rose, that's my save sack. Dee Dee. I be over here praying. And then I got Dee Dee, yeah. Which you will get a lot of on this podcast. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna find out who Dee Dee is for sure. I need everybody out there, though, for real, to identify all four sides of who they are.
Yeah.
Because everybody got those sides. And so I think, like, life requires you to tap into each side.
Schizophrenic flow.
Man, God.
Yeah.
I buying that in the name of Jesus.
Now that was Mother Rose.
Case in
point.
Yeah. Listen, no, for real though. I think that is so important because if you don't do that, people will box you into one personality. Yeah. There are so many different layers to people. They are like onions. And so this is another layer for me of doing a podcast with you or whatever. Although we're in the kitchen and all that stuff or whatever, but there's so many different sides of who I am to who I am. And so I'm like, I'm here. We about to show it. It's going to be good. I'm so excited about this, y'all. I hope that I'm not drunk by the end of the episode. Let's pray that I am in the name of Jesus.
So we're going to kick this particular episode off with the segment called Bring It to the Table, which is going to be for us an opportunity for you to kind of get to know us. And Bring It to the Table is where we kind of update you on who we are, kind of some things that we have gone through this particular, let's say, week, or something that we learned, just something that we want to bring to the table. Just like if you was hanging out with the family or hanging out with some friends and you had a potluck and they said, hey, would you bring it? In that essence, we're doing the same thing. We're bringing it to the table. So tell us what you've been up to for the last week. Obviously, this is a brand new venture for you. You are the illustrious Miss Stovetop Kisses, as everyone knows you as this food personality. But now you're showing a different side of yourself. So what made you want to do a podcast and kind of come to this particular venture?
Well, you made me want to do a podcast. Don't be trying to act like this ain't no joint thing. You trying to out here put me on the spot like, yeah, it's just you and hallelujah.
Nah, I just wanted the people to know. I wanted to invite the audience into our conversation because we know.
You answered it then.
We know why we're doing this podcast. Right. But what made you actually say yes to the dress in a sense when it comes to this podcast?
I ain't say yes to the dress yet. So just give you insight of who Stevie is, y'all. It's so funny. We met before I moved to LA in the middle of the pandemic. I moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I know, right? And we met through a mutual friend. Mm-hmm. And when I first met him, Go tell the truth and testify, girl. Save the devil. So the mutual friend brought him to the Airbnb that I was staying in. Actually, it was like the day that George Floyd was killed. Man. Yeah, it was a heavy day. And so in Los Angeles, they were protesting and all that. And I was actually staying downtown at the time. I think I was downtown.
Yeah.
But yeah. So they bring him over and they're like, I got a friend coming over, whatever. I'm like, cool. Keep in mind, I had been, you know, been out all day, kind of like in L.A., looking for homes and all that stuff or whatever. So by the time I'm so country, y'all know that Southern people, when we walk through the door, especially women, the first thing we taking off is our bra, our shoes, hell, our underwear. We taking off everything. We like, I just want to get comfortable. like I'm about to do after this podcast.
Yeah.
All this is out. Okay. True. The sweet potatoes is on the floor.
Period.
That, okay. That's for all the people that got mom boots. Sweet potatoes. They is out. But
ain't nobody complained about no hamburgers. Ever.
I ain't never heard nobody say no, cause you got a little say like we can't do. Please, your loss.
Ain't no real man ever said that.
More cushion for the pushing. Okay. So I met Stevie. He came and I had to take off, like, you know, I was out there just being comfortable. Yeah. And Stevie walks through the door with a mutual friend and I was like, oh my God, who is this? I thought he was gonna be ugly.
That's exactly what she told me too. She was like, she was like, I was expecting you to be ugly. I said, oh, thank you. I wasn't sure how to take it. Not that day. No, we talked about that afterwards.
I did. We've had so many conversations. It's ridiculous that I don't even remember that one. But yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, ladies know when you see somebody cute or attractive or whatever, you're like, okay then. So he came in tall and like, just, I was like, oh, he's cute. Okay, cool. Next. Actually, I was having a meeting, a work meeting.
Yeah, you were, because you had, one of your associates was there at the time.
I did. Yep. I was working.
This is when I realized that she is a businesswoman. Like, even in her t-shirt, sweats, like literally just kicking it, she was still grinding. And I've had the pleasure of meeting so many of her friends, family members, etc., and they always talk about the level of work ethic that this woman puts in. So shout out to you, because from the day I met you, you was putting in the work, period.
Caught me in the field.
Yeah, most death.
You caught me up in the field, babe. I was soiling. Yeah. Okay, I'll be always knocking on my arc. I'll be trying to do the thing. So anyway, I was in the middle actually of a meeting, and that person, when you walked in, was like, who was a guy, but you know, he came in and you came in and he said, girl, did your stuff just get moist? And I was like, no. He was my like, well, mine did.
My goodness, man.
Anyway, came in, and he was so nice, you guys. He was like, from the moment that I met him, we had just a great deep dive conversation, I have been lacking in my life, from just meeting guys or just people in general. And the conversation was so intoxicating in a good way, you know, not like sexual or anything like that, because at the time you had a girlfriend and all that stuff, or whatever. And that's why I was like, oh, immediately he was like, girlfriend. I was like, okay, bye bye, like friend zone. Immediately, I wasn't even considering like any other thing.
Yeah, we were just talking about the opportunity of working together. Like, we literally started it off like the idea of us being connected in that space.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stevie's a finance guy, and so he's really good with helping you make money. It was meeting you because of that, and then we had such a great conversation that night. Such a great conversation, y'all. Literally, I called my sister after we had the conversation, and it had nothing to do with sex or anything like that. It was just meeting a good guy, and I called her and I said, "Girl, I know." At first, I was like, "B." I was like, B, girl, let me tell you right up. Let me tell you. And she was like, what happened? I was like, no, I didn't call her. I waited till I got home, because I actually left the next day or something like that. And I got home, and me and my sister were sitting outside in the gazebo in the backyard up in Georgia. Yeah. And we were talking and catching up about my trip to LA. And then I said, I met a great guy. And I was like, I think I had a wait to exhale moment. But not in a way where it was like, I want to be with this guy. It was like, oh, it was refreshing to hear and talk to someone that was just really a good dude and could actually have a great conversation, what we call and Melissa call and we all call a deep dive.
Yeah, yeah.
So we did that, and I said, it just let me know that good men still existed out here. The fact that you had all this jello pudding, baby, jiggling around, okay, all this saddle wagon back. I was dragging that wagon, doing all that, yeah, and you didn't try me, didn't do any of that. Was so refreshing. And to say, and what I can say is that I felt the genuineness in that moment, in that room, in that Airbnb, and it was something that I would never forget. Mm. And ever since then, we have connected and just had so many amazing conversations. There is not a subject that we do not talk about. I mean, we talk about it. Okay? Yeah. We talk about it. And to the point where mutual friends was like, y'all talk about that? Like, even the toughest conversations, the vulnerable places that Stevie requires me to go, has just been so refreshing and amazing. And so it inspired us to start this podcast because we really felt like people could really, really benefit off of what we got to say out here because we be doing the work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like, we just committed to first having a great time.
Having fun.
Yeah, we have a good time. Whether it be business, whether it be self-work, whether it be friendship work, whether it be helping people with relationship work, whatever that is, we're committed to it. And so it's just so, like, dope.
Yeah.
And I was like, we should just really, like, and other people, we're like, you guys should really, it's amazing that when we're in front of other people, they be like, man, I can't wait for y'all podcast. Because having a conversation with the two of us is, like, freeing for them.
Yeah.
Which to God be the glory on that. But, you know, that's amazing. So that's why we count a pen. Now we up in here. Amen.
I think that one of the things I shared with Danny, I said that she is probably the, I don't think I've ever met anybody who was as committed to becoming the best version of themselves besides myself. And I don't say that at all arrogantly. It's just the context of, like, usually when you start talking about people putting in work, we have these moments where we actually tease, like, now where it's just like, I'm being toxic today.
Yeah,
I'm not doing no work. Yeah, like, I'm not doing no work. I'm done doing work because I've been working and I've been working hard and I need a vacation. And sometimes it's true. You need a vacation from self-work.
For real.
But there's so many people who spend their life as a vacation from self-work.
They do.
And they won't put in that time, man. And so I just think it was dope to find somebody I could connect with who they were on the same page about becoming the best version of themselves.
It is a thing to be too self-reflective.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do let myself just go and be not so much as toxic, right? It's more so of like, just be.
Just to breathe.
Just to be. Like, if I want to cuss you out today, I'm going to cuss you out.
Not
like,
toxic.
That's what I'm gonna,
just
that
cussing
even
you
toxic
out today.
I'm just going to cuss you out because you asked for it.
You
now,
asked for it.
I may repent later or pray about it or whatever. Well, I may not even lean into that. But if I want to cuss you out, then I'm going to do that. If I want to be kind or whatever and do the work today, I'm going to do that. I'm just giving myself space to be like, hey, you require a lot of work. Like, you in your space. It's like, and I'd be like, listen, I'm not trying to do that thing. I'm really trying to be toxic out here. And I'm going to. And I'm about to do it in the comments.
But, and you know that Danny can have, like, she has all the sayings in the world.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite, especially in moments like this, she'd be like, and I add more to it before I take it back.
I add more to it before I take it back, baby. I show you.
So literally, she is committed. If she going to be toxic, she going to be toxic 100%.
I was toxic
100,000.
For a whole week until Stevie crazy.
Literally,
like,
just doing what she want to do. Literally.
I don't care. Like, don't be telling me I'm being
It was
mean.
A difficult, long work week that particular week. But we made it through. Thanks unto God. We made it. No, I think that's actually healthy to have some balance. And I definitely think that you provide or whatever the idea of balance as well as work.
Sure.
And that's, I think, or whatever, man, that's refreshing.
Thank you. First of all, Grown Folks Business came out of us talking about the things that your mom and them didn't want you to hear about back in the day. You know how you be in the kitchen or do whatever, and in the room, and they be like, get out of here. You over here trying to listen to Grown Folks Business. My dad would call it dipping or signified or whatever. So it's the conversations they ain't want you to hear.
Yeah.
But we going to let you hear today and every week. So that's how we kind of came up with that name of Grown Folks Business. You been Grown Folks Business, baby. Get up out of here.
So in the word grown is the word grow. And we are literally talking
about. I like
about
that. Okay, then. Give me that. Hey, I like that.
Yeah. So
in the word grown is the word growth.
Period.
Hey, in the word grown is the word
growth. So you can't call yourself grown just because you're 38. You can't call yourself grown just because you got a master's or a doctorate degree. You can't call yourself grown because you make six figures or seven figures.
Mm-hmm.
You only can call yourself grown when you've actually did the work to grow. Because I hold myself accountable to that. And I have kind of enter a space where I'm actually comfortable accepting critique mm-hmm. from people who are not people I invited in.
Oh.
Which means that you don't have to know me to talk truth to me.
Yeah.
That's when they talk about eating the meat, throwing away the bones. Yeah. I can understand that that's even if I hear something I don't like, at the end of the day, I got to ask myself, is that truth though?
Yeah.
Are they saying something that's true? I can't dismiss it just because I don't like the messenger, which is what
you
a lot
like
of people
medicine?
Do. No, the messenger. Like, they don't like the messenger, so they dismiss it. But it's good what you said because, yeah, you might not like the messenger, but they still gave you some medicine.
Yeah.
So that's something or whatever that I'm on. And that's why I'm excited about this.
I think that do you have kids?
Yes. Oh. The way you said that. Complete segue. But yes,
that's
yes. And not plural. Right. I told Danny, I said, you ask Oprah like questions, like questions that maybe
they'll
somebody
see.
Was thinking, but you didn't actually even like, it wasn't like a normal, like, oh yeah, I saw how she was getting there. Like it literally is coming out of left field sometimes. And you have people who like squirm in their seat when Oprah talked to them, but, no squirming today. I do not have children, plural. But I do
get it
have,
right.
Yeah.
Huh.
But, oh, well,
he ain't out here shooting club oops.
Period. Yeah. I ain't playing. So.
What he doing?
What's that? What's that? There's like a movie or whatever. We're like,
that song.
Yeah, it's like some guy. He's like rapping or whatever, man. And you all you hear. Anyway,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, we sidestep him, but yeah. So I have a son. He is 5. He will be 6 next month. Actually,
it's his birthday.
Yeah, coming up, man. And y'all pray for me because his birthday's on 4/20. Yeah. So, yeah, especially in California. But anyway.
Also, are you educated? I mean,
are you educated?
Are you educated?
Do you have a job?
Do you have a job? You have one. You work over here.
Period.
But, yeah. Are you educated? Did you go to school? Did you go to college?
Yeah, I have 4 degrees. I have...
Y'all know my Spanish is fire.
We literally laugh because Danny will take a word, like any word, lamp, and she'd be like, El Lampo. That'll be her Spanish. Like, that's her equivalent.
Surely.
Literally, she is definitely did Spanish 1 and 2 from high school.
The whinies. I am drinking
literally
wine.
She's so incredible. Literally.
I am talking.
She is a linguist.
In the microphone. Okay. This what I do is.
Mm-hmm.
CVS.
Oh my gosh.
Drinking wine is. Y'all don't want my Spanish out there.
Yeah. Well, okay. With 4 degrees. I have literally I have 2 associate degrees, one in avionic systems technology. That was from when I was in the Air Force. And then I got another associate's in business management, got my bachelor's in business management, and then got my my MBA, my master's of business administration.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my degrees.
He got all them degrees, more degrees than at the moment, and I still be like, I ain't doing it. Interesting. I think that people think that I have all this personality and stuff, but Stevie really does have great personality.
You do have all that personality.
I do, but I mean, you be having you good personality too. Like, I can start let you sliding up in here. Stevie gonna let you slide with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a good time. We have a good time. Okay,
yeah.
That's just what it is. He busts out laughing. He loud. He ain't as loud as me, but he loud. He do all the things. But he sometimes Rico Suave. He sometimes, you know, Minister Stevie. He sometimes Daddy Stevie. He is sometimes not Zaddy.
I know somebody who literally heard
somebody,
that.
I know, right?
Thought something.
There's that Mr.
For
Stop.
Real.
They're gonna,
Mr.
Stop.
Mr. Stopped Up. That's what they've been saying in the comments, too. Like, they heard me. So, like, it was funny. We were talking about this. We posted the, Danny posted our actual cover photo for the Grown Folks Business Podcast on her page.
Yeah.
And somebody in the comments literally said, like, oh, so is that Stevie, the cameraman from the video you posted back in November? Like,
oh, man.
Literally,
so bad.
They remember, like, we in March.
Man,
and she remembered
care.
And literally tracked it all the way
up.
Back. Right.
So funny. funny.
Yeah. So yes, I am the cameraman from the what was it?
Sweet potato pie video.
That is so funny. Matter of fact, go check out that video because what I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna say something because I don't know if they notice. Now I do. Well, I will say this: a lot of people already notice because they are literally making your recipes at home. But I'm gonna use a word that she say, baby.
Baby.
Let me let you know something very clear.
Baby.
Now I want them thinking something. So,
oh, gotcha. Okay.
Want to make it clear.
I gotcha.
This woman's food. We literally have yet to have one thing that she has made that is not absolutely fire. You think your grandma can cook. You think your auntie can cook. I got family from all over. You think your people can cook. I'm telling you, she has a gift, man. And so to anybody who has not seen that sweet potato pie cheesecake video, go check out that video. That particular thing, because that thing, literally, I was down to eat the whole thing myself. But truth be told, if she's just making something at the house, casual, just a get together, it is absolutely fire. And so we're going to have some conversations, some deep conversations that are actually going to probably make some people feel uncomfortable.
Mm.
But it's some conversations that need to be.
They had that anal sex out there. They know what that feels like. That's uncomfortable. If you can do that, you can do anything.
Period.
Huh.
So let's have this type of a conversation, man. Let's just deep dive into really trying to help people, whatever, man, become, again, the best version of themselves. Let's not just call ourselves grown. Let's grow.
Oh. So, listen, you guys. This is Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Oh, are you all right? All right, you matched it. Okay, then.
This is something we forgot. We do want you guys to submit things that you want to talk about.
Sure.
We have a space for your questions, your comments, your concerns. So, therefore, you can email it to us at the Grown Folks Business Podcast.
We'll link it down in the description box. But for those listening, what is that email?
That is the Grown Folks Business Podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Grown Folks Business Podcast.
This is grownfolksbusiness at gmail.com.
Yeah, this is grownfolksbusiness at gmail.com.
Yeah.
This is
Grown
Folks.
Yeah, see.
Bizanizo.
Y'all see that Spanish?
Fire. Y'all see that Spanish up in there?
Shout out to
that
Duolingo.
That was more like French. Grown Folks Business at gmail.com.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like seriously, email us there. This is Grown Folks Business, and for those that are watching now, you'll see it in the description box. But yeah, so you can do one that's specifically for Stevie, or you can do one specifically for Danny, or you can do one that is for us in general. Just send in your questions, because we do have a segment on here that we're going to be taking your questions, and it's going to be amazing, and giving you insight and maybe advice or whatever. So we do have segments that we're going to be working through, y'all, just like a radio show or whatever. So it's funny. Join us on Sunday nights at 7. I think this is when this will air, Sunday nights at 7. And so I'm going to be putting out recipes that you guys can kind of make and cocktails you can make to have or whatever, so you can watch us on your TV and listen to us and join us every Sunday at 7 o'clock, man. It's going to be a vibe. So look out for those recipes, too, and just other recipes, because I'm committed to that. Y'all can thank Stevie for the consistency that you will see on these videos with this food, because let me tell y'all something. He'd be like, I need a well-oiled machine over here.
Yeah.
He was like, you tired of crying, you tired of grieving, get to work.
This is not true.
Anime, let's go. Yeah, it's going to be fun, y'all. It's going to be fun. We're going to have guests. We have all these people coming over,
we
whatever.
We definitely going to have some
guests. And we're going to have food. We're going to have guests. We're gonna have a great time. So, yeah, that's all I got to say.
Well, cool. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, man, and getting to know us for just a little bit.
Yep.
And looking forward to the future. Much love. Be blessed.
Much love.
Let's grow.
Be blessed. Let's grow.